good morning, Sean. I hope the background noise of the cars not too difficult for you.
No, that seems to sound all right now, Peter. So thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you've looked this year at the portrait you've won for this year is the Lisa Wilkinson portrait, and it's quite an intriguing one. As I heard one description, it sort of brings her right into the viewer's space, this reclining portrait of Ms. Wilkinson. She's constantly in the public eye, so what was the choice behind choosing her as a muse for this particular portrait?
Well, because she's so well known, and we see her on TV every morning, or a certain part of the population does. And I thought I'd like to, we know when someone's on TV, it brings them into our living rooms, and I thought I'd try and bring her close to the front of the canvas to try and bring her into the viewer's space, like she's coming right into your living room at the art gallery. And as far as choosing Lisa, well, she's such a good role model for women. And she's such a popular personality. I thought she'd make an excellent choice as a subject.
Almost challenging yourself to reinterpret her if we are seeing her so frequently.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's a bit of a twin-edged sword, that. It's because there's so many images, you've got a lot to choose from, and it helps you judge her particular look. And you can judge, basically, make a decision of judging her personality from all the different poses you see her in. And incredibly, she can't be edited. Well, I don't think I've ever seen a bad photograph.
But
they're all, and she looks so glamorous in those, but we sort of toned that down a bit because she was at home. We thought we'd not try and match all those great glamorous photos of her.
Look, it's taken you some. You've been on this journey for a bit of a while now. It's taken you 25 years to win an award in conjunction with the Archibald Prize. How does it compare to winning the Sulman Prize in 2011 for your work, The Artist's Fate?
Oh well, that was wonderful when it happened. There was a lot of controversy over it because the judge actually put out a video saying how to judge an art prize with by the toss of a coin, and. I mean, there's an argument to say that all competitions are, you know, they're not fair anyway. There's a lot of factors come into play. Tossing a coin may well be the fairest way to judge an art prize. I think that's what the judge was trying to say. But it'd be nice to win a prize where the judge thought your entry was the absolute best rather than tossing a coin. But in the end, I was a bit upset at the time because I'd just been in having surgery. I just woke up the next morning and had a journalist ask me what I thought about the judge's comment and how he picked it. And I had no idea. And then when I was a bit upset when I first heard it. But then when I thought about it for 10 minutes or so, I thought, well, I've got the prize. I've got the prize money. I've got more publicity. And I've probably got the moral high ground here. The quadrilla.
Look, speaking of some unusual developments, I guess, in your art in the past, you've had this previous Archibald entry, the 2007 portrait of Australian opera singer Amelia Ferrugia. She was the first and only Archibald entry to incorporate sound into the work.
That's right. Yeah, I put a CD attached to the stretcher back to the canvas and got Amelia to allow me to use some of her latest CD album she had out, and had her playing on loop a song every half hour or so, and an aria every half hour. So it was a little bit novel, but it was quite serious and intense, because when you see a portrait of someone, you'd like to know what they sound like, particularly a singer. And same with a great orator. You know, if you saw a portrait of JFK, you'd like to hear him, what he sounded like, and what his views were. It's just an extra dimension to the portrait.
And just finally, you've, I think this is a terrific achievement. Something like the Packing Room Prize, I kind of, Some of the ones that float around the Archibald Prize, I almost feel like people, and let's say in this particular case, the staff of the gallery themselves, are appreciating a portrait on a slightly different level than a professional art judge. So I think winning a prize like this is really a tremendous achievement. But you've described winning the Packing Room Prize as the kiss of death. Why is that?
The reason is that Steve Peters, the chief packer who's been deciding these prizes for the last 25 years, has never picked the big one. So anyone that's won the Packers Prize has never gone on to win the Archibald, the main event. There have been two that have gone on to win the People's Choice Award. That was Jen Williamson's one, of Jenny Morris, I can't remember the year. And then Paul Newton's one of Roy and HG. They both were Packing the Prize that went on to win the People's Choice. And there have been a couple of Archibald winners who have, at a later date, won the Packing Room Prize. But it really is the kiss of death. And I'd regard my chances of winning the main event as probably between 200 to 1 and Buckley's, that's right.
Well, Peter, fingers crossed for the main prize and, of course, the People's Prize as well. Really appreciate you joining us on, having a chat with us about it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Sean.